Welcome back to Tending to the Badass Momcast. I am your host, Sheena, and we are here for episode 2, Podcasters Unite. I tried to take some time last season in episode 6 and kind of tell you guys how I all got started with podcasting and the platform that I use, some of the tips and tricks that I have. So in season 2, I wanted to expand that a little bit and give other podcasters a place to promote their podcast and then get a little bit of insight on what they do for their podcast. So I reached out to one of my really good friends, Promise. He has 2 podcasts here in the triad, and we got together and we talked through some really cool things that we're planning on doing, how we both got started, how we know each other. So sit back and enjoy the ride. I hope you guys enjoy it. Be sure to follow us on everything. We have all the information in the description box. So let's go to Promise. When I'm not recording for Tending to the Badass Momcast, I am running my small business, Sheenballa. Check out sheenballa.com for some unique custom pieces that help express your uniqueness and beauty. We specialize in custom jewelry that express you as a person, as a friend, as a lover, as whatever you want to be expressed as. So check us out at sheenballa.com. And on all our social media pages, also at Sheenballa. And check us out on Thursday nights for Thursday Night Vibe on Facebook.
Hey, this is Promise Mangum. Can't wait for the podcast.
To the Badass Momcast. I'm so glad to have you on.
Me too.
So the last time we talked, I was on the Pop-Up Podcast, which is your podcast.
You were.
And we have been trying to get to NC Brew Crew, which is another one of your podcasts, because you're like Mr. NC Podcast.
Trying to
so
be.
Now
but
you're in my territory.
Yes, I am.
So tell me more about your podcast. So of course I know the one that I was on, but mm-hmm. Tell me, how'd you get into podcasting, and tell us more about you.
All right. So what's up, everybody? This is Promise Mangum. Pop a podcast, the NC Brew Crew. Yeah. 2 podcasts. I go around and interview small business owners and entrepreneurs. I set my stuff up wherever, and we do it and talk about your business. And then the other one, which is NC Brew Crew, I go to different breweries and stuff, set up and review beer. Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
So I know that your podcasts are like video. What made you decide to do video instead of audio only?
So the biggest thing is, how can I hack culture as fast as possible and still be able to do hit as many channels as possible. Mm-hmm. So it started off with, okay, YouTube is still growing. YouTube is the second biggest search engine behind Google, even though Google owns YouTube. Right. So it automatically, you record a video and then you can just rip the audio off and then throw it on something else that can distribute out to the rest of the podcast world.
Smart.
Yeah.
That is genius.
Yeah.
Tell me some of the cool places. Like, what's your favorite episode? Like, who's been the coolest person other than me that you've talked to?
Let's see. Honestly, it was when I went down to Charlotte. I was up for exactly 28 hours straight. I went down to Charlotte. I worked another event down there and they had to stay up an extra 4 hours and got to go to Ford by Black Enterprises, which is their entrepreneurial meetup. I didn't even know at this time, it was the last time they were going to have it down in Charlotte. They actually moved it this year over to Philadelphia. Okay. And I got to meet Alfred Edmund Jr., which is the executive or chief executive editor at Black Enterprises, and then another young cat, Worldwide Wigs, who is a state, Winston State University alumni.
Hey.
Yep.
Go Rams.
And, oh yeah, you already know it, Ramley all day. Mm-hmm. And he actually bought me a ticket to go into the actual conference. I went down there on a prayer, and I was just like, look, I just interviewed a couple of people. Those tickets are $300. I'm like, I'm not going to pay for that, you know, whatever. And did two interviews, and then left out with Connects because he hooked me up with the ticket. So that was probably one of the best interviews that I've done when it came to the Pop-Up Podcast.
Sweet.
Yeah.
So what made you really kind of get into podcasting? I know you talked about YouTube and like the mm-hmm. video forum. So what was it about podcasting that was like, okay, this is my thing. This is where I want to be.
Well, I mean, I've always tried to grow other people's businesses. If you hear some was growing, trying to grow businesses, getting things done. And one of my homegirls actually was like, look, I got a business idea. I'm trying to get some stuff done. And I was like, look, you should do a podcast. Like, and this was 2 years ago. And it was kind of like, well, she didn't know what a podcast was. And I was like, look, I just record some shit. And it was, wait, can I cuss on here?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. You'll probably edit it out. But like, I was just going to record some stuff. And then, you know, we'll just put it on the internet, you know, do whatever. And then, so we did that, had a really good run. And then what happened was my timing was a little bit off because I can't keep up with a weekly schedule because my whole just how life is or whatever. I can't just like, you know, every week, hey, I'm going to come out this day. So it was a little tough for me. So she was kind of like, okay, well, it was a good run. Pause you a little bit later. In my head, I was like, well, I could probably do this by myself. And, you know, ain't no love lost, but I got to keep this going because I think it's a really good idea.
Right.
And I just started doing it.
Sweet.
Mm-hmm.
What is the biggest hurdle that you have? Like me, for clearly, like we had some technical difficulties. Technical difficulties yeah. are like my biggest hurdle. And then I have like, I'm in my closet right now because I've been testing out different places. So gotcha. Last night I recorded and I was in the boys' closet, and it's much bigger than mine. So it still created that like I sound like I'm in a bathroom sound. Mm-hmm. So my teeny weeny closet, I'm like crouched down. I kicked all my shoes over to one side and I'm like down in the black of the closet. So that way to see if I can get a better sound quality. So that's like my mm-hmm. technical difficulties is my claim to fame. What is the biggest hurdle that you've had just in podcasting in general?
Consistency. Consistency is the biggest key because a lot of the time I'm everywhere. And a lot of people keep saying, like, promise, you hear. I mean, I didn't had a couple of professional, you know, I call professional, they're doing a whole lot more than me actually monetizing podcasts and stuff like that. Who are like, bro, you are everywhere doing your show, you know, congratulations and all that. But I can record all day. The consistency part of me coming home, editing, putting it on YouTube, putting it on Speaker, that's the one that that's a platform that I use to distribute to all the audio channels. You may not get anything out of me for a month and a half or whatever, and all of a sudden you're going to see, you know, a stream of stuff just start coming out. Gotcha. So consistency as far as distribution of the content, that I think that's the biggest challenge I have, because right now I have like 35 videos or 40 videos just sitting on my hard drive, and then I have another 15 or 20 sitting on YouTube that are private, so nobody gotcha. knows, you know, they're not up there or whatever, but I just haven't had a chance to go back and like, okay, I have to tag everything correctly, I have to put this out, I gotta make sure that I have add stuff going in there. It's like, it's just a lot of tedious stuff. Because, you know, like I said, once again, life happens. It's like, I have to take a day off just to do that.
Yeah.
So, so consistency is my weakness.
I completely understand. I felt like when I first started, I was on a roll, and then mm-hmm. My grandma got sick and she passed away like really quickly, like boom, boom, boom. Mm-hmm. And then I hit like this depression, which kind of fit in perfect for my season one, because season one was all about like therapy and all the shit that happens when like you're just one person floating through life, you know?
Yeah.
And it was like, oh God, I don't even want to talk to myself, let alone anybody else.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, no way. Like, I, you know, my people deserve better. So I was like, okay, well, what can I do to kind of pick myself back up and get myself back in the swing of things? So, you know, gotcha. Boom, got an email last week, like, hey, remember me? So yeah, we definitely got to get together for Brew Crew, because we have been like dodging and dodging. We got to get together. We got to get
been dodging. Like I said,
life happens.
Life didn't happen. Last time I was down there at the little event, everything was cool. I think a month later, my car got repoed.
Oh gosh.
Yeah. So
and then it starts to snowball,
but I figured out how to get around, how to, you know, get to places, maybe not on time, but enough to where it's like people caught, they still saw me doing things aware of the cases. And it was just like people saw the commitment, you know what I'm saying? Right. So once people see the commitment of like, this dude's actually doing things, this dude's actually trying to do more or whatever, you know, even the adversity, you know, he's going through or whatever. He's actually going out there to do that. And, you know, that's a really big deal. You know what I'm saying? I mean, right. same thing with you. Like, I never met you, you know, before we went to the event, and all of a sudden it's like you kept popping on my timeline. You know, I was like, okay, you know, let me really see what you're doing or whatever. And it's like you really are just building up your brand and stuff like that. So it's really cool to see growth out of people. You know what I'm saying?
Right. And that was one of the biggest things. Like when I think of like my entire, like you said, my brand, like when I think of everything that I am passionate about,
mm-hmm.
Black business, Black creativity. And that even was a big thing for me when I went, because I recently decided to go back to school. And I was like, what do I really want out of everything? And my only goal is to consume Black. That's it.
That's it.
That's it. So I was like, what can I do to, you know, outreach my own community and to get, you know, more entrepreneurs, more creatives, you know, just be another platform to broadcast each other. Like, we definitely have to, like, cast the net, you know?
Definitely.
And you go through and it's like, am I big enough to really support? And I was like, who cares? You know what I mean? There are people who listen to my podcast. There are people who listen to your podcast. So hopefully, like, my goal is to, you know, get more people to your podcast. Because, like, I got somebody on my mind right now that would be perfect for the Brew Crew podcast. She's, like, Brew Girl. She's in, I think, Alabama, like, Birmingham, Alabama. But she's a Black girl who does beer, like you do beer. And I'm almost certain you probably follow her.
Is it Black Beer Chick?
No, but she's awesome too. What is her? It's Brew Some Girl.
Yeah,
look it up, because I was on there the other night in Brewed Black Girl, mm-hmm. Ashley Monroe.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, followed by Promise Mangum and NC Brew Crew. So she is definitely somebody I want to get all of us together, you know, in some way, be it audio, video, or like in person. That would be totally awesome.
Definitely.
But a way to just connect other people, because like even I'm sure you see it in the beer industry, like there's not a lot of us there. And they're popping up slowly but surely.
Well,
it's kind of underground.
That's what I was going to say. It's more underground, because the deeper I go into finding, hey, there's one Black person who actually like craft beer or whatever the case is, or there's one person who might actually have a brewery or whatever, then you start kind of sort of looking at their followers or whatever, and it's like an organic type growth, and it's like, yo, they are out here doing cool things.
Right.
But I think the whole premise now is, you know, especially after I started thinking about it and actually started being around the triad area doing the beer review and stuff like that, it's like the breweries who are here, they don't necessarily cater to quote unquote black people. Not saying that it's like, oh, we're not a friendly environment, but it's like there is nothing specific saying like, yo, this night, you know, or we're going to just do something that's going to be inclusive of everybody. And it's really hard. Like, I have to still give it up to Wiseman, you know, even though they're one of my favorite breweries here in Winston. They're really open. Wiseman's like pretty much one of the openest. I know that's not a word, but the openest brewery.
It is today. We made it a word.
But it's like, I came in there with an idea. I said, look, I'm going to review beer. This is what I'm going to do. Cool. Whatever. You fast forward 6 months later, and it's like, yo, I kind of sort of have this idea. I think it's pretty cool. Do you mind if I try here? Whatever. Right. Like, they're, you know, really cool. And then, like, coming in April, and I showed them one of the ideas last week. And the one of the owners, she was just like, cool. Yeah, let's do it. Like, they've always just given me the green light. And it's like that type of thing is like really, really, really awesome. But then on top of that, I'm looking at some of their, it's not necessarily programming, but some of their events where it's like you have like on Friday, Saturday, Sunday night or whatever, you might have three brands out there. Well, they really try to get some type of funk, some type of R&B, some type of, like, they are the only brewery that I know who really tries to reach out to a crowd like that. You know, and I'm saying the black crowd, gotcha. You know, they're really trying to do it. But you also got to realize there are almost eight breweries here in Winston, plus another seven or eight or nine in Greensboro. Not including, you know, Kernsville, who has two, High Point, who has two, you know, so the triad has almost 40, 50 breweries within their region. And why?
So
go ahead.
I want to plug Elm Street Lounge. Have you ever heard of them?
I have.
Stuff all the time.
I have.
Elm Street Lounge, they actually carry Harlem Brew Company's beers, which is a, you know, one of the black owned breweries. Mm-hmm. And they cater to a more diverse crowd. They're not specifically a brewery, but they do have a big selection of craft brew beers. We can take this offline, but I would love for NC Brew Crew and Tending To and Elm Street Lounge get together and do like some kind of meetup or create what we want.
Let's go.
You know, create the environment that we want.
Let's go.
In the triad and, you know, bring that idea to somewhere else. So we'll definitely talk offline. So listeners, definitely. You be on the lookout, especially our Piedmont Triad folks, be on the lookout for that. I'm going to start working on it. I'll get with the crew at Elm Street Lounge. I'm definitely getting with Promise, but I think that would be really, really fun. We have to like motivate and mobilize was the word I'm looking for.
Mobilize.
I'm way passionate about my people, you know?
Definitely.
So let's see. So, okay. Now I'm going to get all sidetracked.
No, go ahead.
I'm going to get all sidetracked. So, I guess rounding it up, closing it up, what is, if you're talking to another podcaster that is like, no one listens to me, what advice do you give them? What do you say as a seasoned podcaster? What do you say, like, to keep them motivated?
Okay. No. Crazy question. First off, I got to give it up to Chisa Prince Brown.
Lady Business.
This past Friday, not only did I do the public podcast out there at the 11th Annual Small Business Summit in Colfax, I actually was on the panel on stage talking about this exact same thing.
I'm so proud of you.
Hey, it was just surreal, like, because Money Talk with Tiff. I like she got her podcast going. Everything's crazy. You know, Lady Business, she got her thing going. It's crazy. Mm-hmm. And then it's like you got this dude out here who doesn't really have any formal type of way of doing things. I just kind of sort of just, yo, I'm here. You're going to talk. Let's go.
Right. And I'm going to pop up and be on it.
Like, I mean, it's crazy. And it's like, they were asking me, like, so what do you do this? How do you do? And it's just like, you got to keep going. You got to just do it. You know, don't get caught up in like, hey, I only got this amount of stuff or whatever. And it's hard. It's really hard, especially being in this day and age where you have certain algorithms or, you know, whatever. And it's like a measurable type deal happening. And it's kind of like, oh man, I'm not hitting this thing, or I'm not hitting. No, just keep going. Like, people are going to look at you. Like, people right. are going to, they're like, if they're not online doing it, or they're not online giving you the credit, the notoriety or whatever, offline, they're actually really doing it. So it was just like a more humbling experience to be on that stage. Nobody else was on there and stuff. And it's just kind of like, I'm talking from 50, 60 people or whatever, talking about my podcast or whatever. And it's like, I'm not consistent. I just show up whenever. Half the time, it's just kind of like, yo, I'm here. Like, whatever. And it's like, people actually just, they feel comfortable enough with me just to talk. So it's like,
absolutely.
That's crazy. You know, so
I know that firsthand.
So like, you know, I guess the answer to the question is, keep doing it. Don't try to follow a formula. Don't try to, like, do your thing. Your thing is going to shine, whether it takes 1 minute or 100 minutes or 1,000 minutes or 1,000,000 minutes. It's going to shine. Just keep doing it. You know what I'm saying? Like, just do it.
I love it. I'm definitely gonna keep doing it. You better keep doing it. We're gonna keep doing it.
We're doing it.
So we will definitely talk more about this Elm Street Lounge thing. I have already pulled up some emails. I'm going to shoot that off. But thank you so much for joining us on Tendon 2. I can't wait to see what grows for both of us, for everybody.
Really. I know.
This was so exciting. Thanks for joining on. Thank you for your expertise and your advice and your stories. And we will talk soon, promise.
Definitely. I know this is going to be bad, but let me go ahead and give a couple shameless plugs.
No, do it with all the pride, okay? Let's do it.
Like I said, this is Promise Mangum, the pop-up podcast, NC Brew Crew. If you want to find out anything about entrepreneurship or whatever, go to popupws.com. And if you want to hear anything about anything that has to do with beer or whatever, go to the NC Brew BREW Crew CREW.com. I'm always on Facebook. I'm always on Instagram. You can find me on LinkedIn if you want the business tip. You can find me on TikTok if you younger than that. You can find me on Snapchat sometimes, you know, whatever. But yeah. Like I said, just connect with me. I pick up my phone, area code 850-398-0402. Again, it's area code 850-398-0402. You got an idea? Let's get it going.
Let's get it going. I'm going to post all of that information in the podcast description so you'll have access to it. And you can find NC Brew Crew. You can find Pop Up Podcast. You can find Promise Mangum on his Snapchat. And his LinkedIn for us seasoned folks.
Yes. LinkedIn. A lot of people sleep on LinkedIn. Don't sleep on LinkedIn.
Listen, you know,
get your business up.
I even had a nap or two on LinkedIn.
No.
I just recently updated my LinkedIn. So mm-hmm. definitely, and I am anti-Snapchat. So I definitely have to get more into my LinkedIn. So word to the wise out here. But thanks, Promise. I will talk to you soon.
Well said.
Bye, dude.
Calls later. Peace.
All right.
you guys, this is the wrap up for episode 2, Podcasters Unite, with myself and Promise Mangum. You can find all of our details in the description of this episode. You can also visit itsheena.com. And thank you guys for joining. I'll listen every week. You guys give me great feedback on the social medias. Make sure you're following on social media. We do all kinds of contests and giveaways on my Twitter account. So make sure you're there. I'm always posting like HelloFresh codes and whatnot. So make sure you head over there. And then be on the lookout for the next podcast from Promise and I. We are going to pop up somewhere. So you guys already know you can't pour from an empty cup. Fill yourself up first, and then anyone else gets the overflow. Anybody. You are first. Kids, mom, dad, husband, wife, spouse, they're next, but you first. So I will talk to you guys next week. We have some really cool, fun stuff for next week, and I will talk to you guys soon.